if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Several dozen Virginia Commonwealth graduates have walked out of Governor Glenn Youngkin's commencement address, angry about his stance on LGBTQ plus issues and student protests against the Gaza war. Adjunct Professor Kay Coghill joined them.
One, was not satisfied with the speaker that they chose. Two, that I value my students over politics when it comes to trying to get people to like you or get money from them. And three, it symbolized that we are powerful in numbers.
Today's protests have been fewer and less dramatic than yesterday's breakups of pro-Palestinian camps at the University of Pennsylvania and at MIT. During a fundraising stop in Washington State, President Biden says there could be a ceasefire tomorrow in Gaza if Hamas were to release its hostages. And that's not happening, though, and Israel is pressing forward with plans to invade Rafah. The UN relief agency Sam Rose says Israel has warned people there to get to humanitarian safe zones.
Notices are issued on social media. People here have very little connection to the internet or to the phones, and then literally leaflets fall out of the sky, and they gather the family together and pack up their belongings, put them on donkey carts and trucks, and off they go.
Israeli leaders are still considering a U.S. report that gives them a mixed grade on humanitarian law violations in Gaza. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more from Washington.
The report says Israel's use of U.S.-provided weapons in Gaza likely violated international humanitarian law, but that wartime conditions prevented U.S. officials from determining that for sure. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland called the report woefully inadequate and told reporters, quote, "If this conduct complies with international standards, God help us all." Israel, meanwhile, says it is following all U.S. and international law and that its campaign in Gaza is proportional to the existential threat it says is posed by Hamas.
As many as 300 black people were killed in 1921's Tulsa massacre, but the oldest living survivor is 110 years old and celebrating her birthday today. CBS News Dallas reporter Myvern Hurst has her story.
Viola Ford Fletcher is getting the finishing touches done to her face. It's for a night she'll never forget.
On the menu tonight, we have oxtails, we have lamb chops.
This is a party in Little Elm, and it's all about the super centenarian.
She's 110 years old today.
Cakes on the table, a crowd moving about the room to kick off Mother's Day weekend, celebrating her birthday.
Oh, I'm real proud to be this age.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Deal with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are the sword. I am the stone. You are the lighthouse in the storm. Little obsession to pass the time. Arthuriana, Arthuriana, you are the lady of the lake. You are the comet of heaven's gate. Little obsession.
Fantasy, then you'll come back to me.
eyes, I won't blink. Little obsession that keeps us sane. Arthuriana, Arthuriana. You are the knights who save me. You won't capitulate. That keeps us sane. Arthuriana, Arthuriana. Time in a head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Thank you. We'll see what the worms reveal when I spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charonzo bowl. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Oh, oh. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain. Spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
Kicking off your Saturday evening with a double dip of Sunspot, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Love that song. So ghostly, you know?
It is.
Aetheriana before that, yes. A classic Sunspot tune. No shows on the books for Sunspot right now. However, they always have a live stream going on. So check that out on sunspotmusic.com.
I think if you check Bratfest.
Oh, yeah. They always play Bratfest. Yeah, always.
I'm sure they're at Bratfest.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, everybody? It's Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin on your Saturday evening. Brocker, Jimmy K., and Terry Barr.
Hi.
How you doing, Terry?
I am good. How about you? We've got a little music going on outside, and in just a little bit, we're going to have some music going on in here.
Absolutely.
We have a surprise kind of live guest tonight.
We do.
I love it.
Featured around Make Music Madison, which is very appropriate for the xylophone player.
Yes.
That's standing in front of the Overture Center right now.
Yes.
Playing. I love the xylophone.
He is really good, too. He gets people to just totally stop, which I think is really terrific for him.
We need to find out his name.
Well, he plays great music.
Yeah, you
know,
he does.
I know that he does a great version of Black Sabbath's War Pigs. I mean, the guy plays a lot of different stuff.
And, really the way he's set up, he has found the right place acoustically.
Yes.
Because it kind of echoes throughout the downtown area.
Right in the front of the Overture Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Rocker, last week you played, you had the week off, first of all, and E-Dub was here.
Yes.
Oh, how was that?
It was wonderful to do radio with E-Dub again.
Oh, I saw a picture of the two of you. You look very happy.
Yes. Mm. The ex-radio husbands reunite.
Oh, my.
But you were at the Red Rooster with Iron Plow playing Taz Bash 3.0 band. How was the show?
Excellent. It was great, you know, and it was a fundraiser. And it was for Music Makes a Difference. We've talked to them before.
Yeah.
So it was really great that they were able to be the beneficiary of that. And, you know, Shannon, he was the Taz, you know. And so the bash is in memory of him, you know, and his brother Trevor Reed puts it on every year. So tons of great metal bands, hard rock bands. It was really a lot of fun. There was a good crowd there all day. And the Rooster is just such a fun.
Best
it's
place.
It's such a fun place.
So
the sound was really good, right?
Good.
It's smaller. It's not this huge club, so it's very intimate. The crowd's right there. You know, you're on stage.
Good food.
Good lighting. And I had a burger. The bands get a burger, you know, so
I've
had a little ticket for a burger.
Yes.
And
you've had fish there, haven't you, Jimmy K?
I believe their fish fries egg-free. I have to go back in my notes to check out. I have this list of egg-free fish fries around Madison. So.
That's right. I forgot about that. Oof.
Yeah, great place. You got to get over to the Red Rooster over on Seaforth Road in Madison. Mm-hmm.
It's a well-hidden.
Not Seaforth, though. What's the name of that? Is it Seaforth?
It's Seaforth Road.
It's off of... 51.
Off of Flom there.
Nicely hidden, but just right there.
Great weekend. Thank you for coming out to Taz Bash 3.0. I believe Trevor is doing something in November. Stand by for details.
Scorpion Fest?
I think
Scorpio
so.
Fest?
We'll have some details about that.
That's amazing.
When we get to details. Rocker, we got a great show for the people tonight. What's coming up on the show for Max Inc. on Civic Media?
Jimmy, we have Michael Alexander. He's the music programmer for Bratfest. So he's going to give us a little bit of info on what's going on. Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers, we're going to be talking to her and
guitarist
her
Joe.
Musical partner, yep, on the phone. And Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Ekberg, and she's going to be bringing an artist with her. And
I love
we
this.
Might just get this person to play a song. So stick around for that. Live in the Lair, we had a cancellation this week. And so what we're going to do, you know, we won an award, right?
Yes.
For best web article of the year.
Cheers to
the Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Broadcaster Association. Mm-hmm. And last year when we were it was our first show here in this new studio.
And we were just digging it.
And Jorge Reina, he came in, he took a bunch of pictures, he wrote an article about it, and it won a great award.
Yeah.
And so what we decided to do tonight was at 9 p.m., we're going to do Live in the Lair, and we're going to repeat that Kaylee Cole show from
amazing.
August of 2023, the show that won the WBA Award for Best Web Article. So we'll be able to relive.
I'm going
to
send her a little message before that happens so she can let everybody know, too.
It's a really good layer, too. And, of course, Kaylin Cole, she's awesome.
Oh,
of
she's
course,
terrific.
10 o'clock, we got Rob Roberts with After Hours here on Max Inc. Did you guys hear the news that Amtrak expanded their service?
Yes!
They added a train once a day during a more convenient time of the day to depart Chicago, arrive in Minneapolis, along the same rail as the Empire Builder, the current train that goes through Wisconsin. So this is a collaboration between Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois Department of Transportation offices. And now there's a second train that's going to go from Chicago to St. Paul.
And are you going to try it out?
So the first day of service is next Tuesday.
That is amazing.
Next Tuesday, May 21st. I have a round trip ticket booked on this train. The first train of the Borealis. That's the name of the train, the Borealis. Very timely, right?
Wow, Jimmy. Yes. That's going to take you how far can you go?
Well, for this trip, I'm doing a round-trip train ride from Columbus, Wisconsin to Portage, Wisconsin.
No!
Okay, what's that, like 10 minutes?
Well, I mean...
So then you're going to hang out for a little while.
Yes.
Okay,
So it's like a 30-minute train ride. 30 minutes on and off on the train, you know, in that 30 minutes, I'll get on, scan my ticket and go to the cafe car, grab a beer.
Yeah.
You know,
awesome.
How many beers can you drink in 30 minutes?
I'll have one beer, dude. I'm responsible. I'm not a
pig. It's about the ride, the experience. It's not about the beer.
We're meeting my good friend Casey up in Portage. We're going to have margaritas and tacos and rice and beans and probably two margaritas rocker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then get back on the train, go back to Columbus to my car.
I love it. How
long do they drop
you
off
back.
In Portage for?
What's that?
How long do they drop you off in Portage for?
The whole thing is going to be about 6 hours.
Oh, okay.
So not long at all.
Kind of like a cruise ship. You get to the destination, you get off for a little while, get back on.
Yeah.
The inaugural Borealis through Wisconsin. Come join us. Meet me at the Columbus station, like 1:30 p.m.
Do you know what day it is? Yeah, I would totally do this.
Tuesday, May 21st.
Tuesday, May 21st. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Amtrak.com. Get more information about that. I love riding the train. Chugga, chugga, choo-choo, man. Love it. So we're doing songs from artists that are playing Bratfest this year.
Woo, yeah.
This hour. This is Caleb Woods, Max Inc. on Saturday night. We are local music.
Tano on the radio, this beer sitting ice cold, getting caught up in the breeze. Just like the summer of 69, these are the best days of our lives, yeah. And right outside we'll see a place to be, where we float everywhere, if the sun's gonna shine. In the city, and that girl's looking pretty, and she's sitting up next to me. And this water's wide open, no clouds for days, and we're hoping.
Come on,
right outside, we'll see a place to be where we float everywhere. If the sun's gonna shine, we've been out day drinking, and I'm thinking our friends don't.
Caleb Woods and Summertime playing Rotfest. So are you riding the Amtrak? You know, eventually it's going to connect Madison and Green Bay. Will they get it in time for the NFL draft next year? 844-967-2789. Call or text in the Civic Media app while we listen to Katie Scullin.
She said, listen close as the wind softly blows.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know the story.
going to rock it tonight.
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music. Iron Plow and Rock It. Katie Skullin before
that. Oh, it wasn't
that.
Rocker.
No, it was Rock It.
Rock It.
I'm just kidding. It was funny because, you know, obviously the guy standing next to us here, Rocker, is the drummer in that band. Yep. So, of course, he's playing the air drums as his song is playing.
Well, that was our first single.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the first single that made us huge, right?
Great song. Yes. And, of course, Iron Plow, along with Katie Skullin, who we heard before that, all playing Brotfest 2024.
Woo! Yeah.
Michael Alexander is here. We're going to have a chat with him in just a couple of minutes about Brotfest. Mm-hmm. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. And you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text right now in the Civic Media app if you're excited about Amtrak coming back to Wisconsin with extended service, really. And Terry, I got to tell you, you and Brian are perfect train passenger candidates.
Thank you.
You should come join us next Tuesday.
Well, and the extent of my train riding is, you know, my mother-in-law lives outside of Chicago, so we'll take that into Chicago. And you and I, we've ridden the same train from the New Jersey airport into New York City.
So convenient.
And that's awesome. It's fun. I love the people watching. And I really want to do this. I'm so excited you're doing it on the very first day.
You know, the best part is being able to go to the cafe car and grabbing yourself a beer. The beer selection is somewhat, they got, I forget the brewer, but they got like an IPA and an amber. That's about it.
That's all right. It's They're okay. just getting started.
You know what I love about riding on trains is how smooth it is.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, in a car or any kind of vehicle, you know, there's bumps, there's this, you go back and forth, but on a train, you just glide.
And that puts me right to sleep.
In the Amtrak roomette, it like lulls you to sleep if you're if you're in the bunk. Otherwise, it feels like you're just going to fall out. One of the two. One of the two.
Are you getting pushed out or are you falling out?
Well, it just depends on where you are in the country, right?
And who's with you?
You know, the cool thing, though, is the public transportation part of this. You know, like the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay next year.
And 275,000 people in Detroit.
A ton of people, yes.
Wow.
So wouldn't it be nice to have a train to connect Chicago, Milwaukee, Green Bay?
Yes, it would help everyone, I believe. I mean, because people are having to stay in Fond du Lac to go to Green Bay every day for the draft.
Jimmy K for governor.
Well, I don't know about that. Whoa, hold on here. That's too much responsibility for me. 844-967-2789. We're going to talk Brotfest coming up next.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to our house and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at AnnDave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info. See you at our house.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
call me on the telephone once again tonight. Cause it's 4 a.m. and I'm drunk again, and I wait for your call. I call instead. What a horrible idea. I wish I would have gone to bed. Yes, the more I drink, the wiser I get, and the wiser I get, the more I bet. That doesn't mean the most to me. I saw it slipping away. Well, and you do the dishes in your purple fog, and I come along with some radio song. Sail away, baby, take a ride and sail away. Well, thing unsaid.
On Civic Media, we are local music broadcasted across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great Saturday evening. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to be part of the show, call us up and tell us what you're doing.
Jimmy, in 1983, an effort to thank the customers of this family-owned and operated grocery store, Tom Metcalf and his wife, Margaret, created a modest brat fry with a table, three chairs, and a Weber grill. They cooked up brats and sold them for 50 cents, and people soon flocked to the store every Memorial Day weekend for a taste of Wisconsin staple.
By
2004, the festival had become the world's largest brat fest and moved to Willow Island in the Alliant Energy Center, where it continues to sell hundreds of thousands of brats every year, raising more than $2.4 million for local charities. And now Madison is known as the brat capital of the world. And there is live music, Jimmy, boasting several major stages and tons of local and national acts every year. Michael Alexander is the music programmer for Bratfest. And tonight, Michael is in our studio with his daughter, Madison, to tell us about the music at this year's Bratfest. Michael, Madison, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Oh, we are so happy to have you guys here. This feels like summer now, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
You're like you're like royalty with the sausages and music mingling together off the Weber. Hey, let's talk about your music real quick. We just listened to Big Whiskey here. I had a couple shots of whiskey before I said that.
Yeah.
What's going on with the band, dude?
I'm lucky enough to play with some of the best musicians in the world, right? At all times, recording, touring with, you know, whether it's Neil Middleton from Bliss or Scott Wilson from Able or whatever their projects are. This show will be playing with Lanco. And the last time we played with Lanco, I kind of toned it down and I did more of a country vibe instead of our southern rock, you know, vibe that we do.
Yeah.
And then they got up on stage and kicked our butts.
Oh.
And so when we were talking with them after, I said we were going to bring it. So this year we're going to have Dane DiMattia and Dallas Hall, who used to be in Wayland. They'll both be on guitar.
Whoa.
And then we have Wendy from Sunspot. Our fiddle player.
That is so good.
Mike is our bass player. And then Paul Zander, he's been with me for 20 years on drums. And then Frank Bush is going to sit in for a couple.
This is like a super group.
So Big Whiskey,
you guys.
Whenever we do big shows now, we have the two guitar players and the fiddle player.
And Dane is so good.
Michael, you got to bring that to the Lair Saturday night, please. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I think that would be a great time. You bet.
Here's a little trivia for you. One of the first bands I discovered when I started doing this local music show back in 2010 or something like that in my basement was Sand. I discovered Sand on Reverb Nation, dude.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing Bratfest. Anything new happening with you guys?
Yeah, so we've done, the guys in Slaughter, Mark and Dana are buddies of mine. So we decided we're going to do a little reunion show and we're going to play with Slaughter. So we did that and it went really well. Wade, Michael, myself, and Paul have been rehearsing and playing just a handful of different gigs. We're going to be doing the Dump Run this summer, and we are doing Bratfest for the first time.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, we took about 10 years off. I needed a breather. We had literally, you know, we were touring all over the country for $100 in high fives, right? you know, we recorded that Load Your Guns record at Jesse Dupree's house. He has a Cock of the Walk Studios with Jeff Tomei. We went down there. We made an amazing record. And then I went on tour about 6 months later with Wayland solo. And I just decided after 11 years of beating my head against the wall, it was time to give Sand a break. Right? But I'm so excited to be back and playing that music because it's very different than Big Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
The two are, you know, people are like, well, you wrote the music for both. Isn't that the same? Well, no, it's not the same at all. You know,
every project is different.
Yeah.
And that's why you have different projects.
Yeah. The Sand is, Michael and I singing together, and it's a little more aggressive. Right? It's more of a, we're never screamers, but it's more of like a freight train just about to come off the rails.
Chugga chugga choo choo, man.
It never does, but you're always like, well, is it going to get there?
It's a train thing. Hey, tell us, how did you get started with Bratfest?
So at the time, I was doing all the music for Club Tavern and Dry Bean, and I had maybe seven other venues that I was booking the music for. I was also running the youth center for the Y, and as I was trying to get my music out there, you're doing anything you can to make ends meet,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And Bobby Duncanson from Bob Rocks, and I don't now he's with Messino, right?
Yeah. yeah.
Bobby came up to me and he said, "Hey, you know, Andy Davis is booking Broadfest, and sometimes they're struggling to get you know the bands in and this and that." And so I sat in a couple meetings, and for the first 3 years, I booked it with Andy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, I helped out. We booked, back then it was 100 bands, right?
Wow.
And we did it all for 7 years, I did it all for free. I booked it all for free. I played for free, you know, this and that. But that's how it really got started. And then eventually I took over, and then we kind of changed the face of what Broadfest was.
Oh, wow.
We
yeah.
figured out, you know, we started paying bands, everybody at least $100 no matter what, because nobody ever got paid back in the day. Like,
It was considered a goodwill donation.
Yeah, just like the
yeah.
four, the four mm-hmm. headliners, I think,
yeah.
would.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then we really changed it when, you know, I brought in Bret Michaels.
I was at that first one with
yeah.
Bret Michaels.
Yeah, and that was really when we took that risk. We took that leap.
Oh, it was so good.
You know, and now we're rolling at about 50,000 people on average per day.
So Bret Michaels poisoned the water.
He poisoned the water.
In a really good way.
Well, tell us about Broadfest from your perspective. Yeah. I mean, how many stages, how many musicians, how many bands?
And it's such a great place to discover new music for people that are like, I need to hear some new music, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so we have a very, you know, whether it's at my venue or festivals I run or, you know, pick a thing, right? My favorite thing is that we're an independent event,
yes.
right? It's not booked by Live Nation or it's not, you know... It's a situation where we get to have complete control. Now, that being said, I have 20 years of booking, and I still have to have an argument oftentimes about having locals do direct for nationals. Mm-hmm. Because national bands usually tour with either a buy-on band or an opening act.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole thing is you're never going to make the scene better unless you take those best bands and you put them up in front of the bands that are actually doing things.
Right.
Because if you think about the Crystal Grand,
yep.
right? When you play that stage, I can walk off that stage and sell, you know, $2,000 in merch. Now, when I walk off of a stage and I'm the headliner around here, I might... If I do 250 a night, that's usually what I do.
I can attest to this. Just yeah. Gin Blossoms and Sunspot opened. Sunspot, local yep. Madison band, opened for the Gin Blossoms. I was standing next to the lead singer. We had interviewed him.
Mike.
And he said to me, I like these guys. You know, and then you hope that relationship goes somewhere.
And it does.
So, yeah.
And that's, you know, I've toured
so cool.
all over with some of the bands that I grew up listening to, right? But that's
yeah.
because I had the opportunities. And if you get those opportunities, then people need to be led down a path, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what we do. We take the locals, we put them with the nationals. That's what we've always done. This year, we got amazing locals. We also have...
It's a good list. And you gave your daughter your Madison.
I know.
Yeah,
we're so
have my daughter,
she's
here. Madison,
here
Madison,
with us today.
What are you doing to help your dad out with Broadfest?
He's going to be giving me one of the stages to run and manage. So
just giving you the stage to run and manage.
Yeah,
just
I wish
Sean Shell.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to be the boss, though, isn't she?
Is
yeah.
music,
I can see it.
Is
yeah.
music how old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17.
Yeah.
And you also are a musician yourself, right?
Yes, I play all sorts of instruments.
That's what Jimmy K was going to ask. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Go for it, Jimmy K.
Are you hoping to play music, or are you hoping to manage music or manage music in general?
I would kind of love to do a little bit of both. I'm not entirely sure what I want to do, but I think it would be kind of cool to live up to his legacy.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, he's talking about you, Dad.
Michael's going to cry.
Just gave me goosebumps, though. That's so sweet.
How did you get started playing music?
Well, because of him. I mean, if you don't play an instrument, I don't want to end up on the street, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, she's got good
That's
humor,
a great reason.
Too.
Well, oh,
and she
my.
Plays everything from
yeah.
what we've been hearing.
I heard ukulele, piano,
trumpet
acoustic
guitar, bass, I sing.
That's so funny.
You need to clone yourself. Yeah, clone yourself. You could have your own band with yourself, but that doesn't work right now. So
keep working at it. We only have about 30 seconds here, Michael. If people wanted to get more information about Bratfest, get the full lineup, the bands, what do we do?
Go to bratfest.com. Some of, we do have a huge lineup with Lanco. We have Waylon getting back together. We have Village People.
I know.
Boba Flex is back together for this bad boy. It's Tiger Lily Gold. It's going to be another amazing event. Quiet Riot. Check it out.
Quiet Riot. Bratfest.com. Get all the details. Don't forget, it's for charity. All the brats, the beer you buy is all about charity, right? The bratwurst is so good. Go ahead, Michael.
2.5 million raised for charity so far.
What's the goal for this year, man? What do you want to hit?
We never really pay attention to the brats.
Yeah.
We're just worried about making sure that people are safe and have a great time.
Awesome.
They're going to have a great time. Seats. For sure.
This band is complaining on Bratfest. They're from Nashville, Tennessee. They are called Rattle Trap. This is called The Rage Within. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Rattle Trap, The Rage Within. Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. Bratfest happening Memorial Day weekend. Get all the details right now at bratfest.com. The mighty Mickey Magnum is playing Bratfest this year. I still believe in rock and roll. Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music.
Tops out, I had the windows down, I was going for a drive. In the
those empty X's and an Alpine deck, man, it just sounded great. But I still believe, believe in rock and roll. And I still believe, rock's gonna save my soul. Video arcade. It's where we spent all of our time in cash. Soon as we got paid, playing asteroids and crystal castles, gunning for that high score. We had radical times there with our friends, and we couldn't ask for more. I still believe, believe in rock and roll.
Local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
You won't want to miss this. Wisconsin Arts West kicks off its 45th year. The exhibition showcases artists and students with a diverse range of talents and creativity. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Running May 7th through the 20th at L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library on Eau Claire Street in Eau Claire. If food is more your fancy, Food Truck Fridays are back. Starting Friday, May 10th, head over to the Chippewa Valley Mazda parking lot in Chippewa Falls, where you'll find all kinds of trucks offering all types of delicious goodness. Get lunch from 11 to 2 every Friday through September. And it's a double header of action on four wheels at the Spring Thaw Derby Brawl. Catch two games of hard-hitting roller derby action on Saturday, May 11th. It starts at 3 p.m. at Hobbs Ice Arena on Menominee Street in Eau Claire. Enjoy! And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.